Patrick, we're at Brett's house.
I know, it's fantastic down here.
This is the first time we've recorded it at Brett's house.
We're at Brett's World. It's great to have you guys. Yeah. I've been wanting to have you guys over for a while, and now that you're here, enjoy the room. Enjoy being here. Great to have you.
Yeah, thanks, Brett. So, this is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Brett Motif.
And Brett Motif invited us to his beautiful home.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Spacious.
Have we ever recorded
basement? Really nice.
In Vienna before? Is this our
Vienna,
first time?
No. Well, where are you, Mike? You're in... You're in Vienna.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Mike Snyder from the Wings. Yes. We have been over at Mike's.
We have. So, okay.
We've got a lot of Rock and Silver's family here.
So, set the scene here. What's going on here?
Well, the scene here, this is kind of my playroom, media room, bar, media room, lounge. We have a green room. What else do you need, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful, you know, well appointed. You got
you come down here and relax and watch a movie, play music, have a beer, watch a game, and this is why I built it, and that's why I wanted you guys to come.
Yeah, and so what I think we can all relate to is like you get a room like this, and then your wife just sends you down here, right?
Well, she goes upstairs and watches her show, and at night I come down here, it's either a game or it's Netflix or it's music. No, go on downstairs. Okay. Yeah. I'm going down.
Yeah, exactly. I know how that works. Okay. And we have some other friends here as well. Brett invited a whole gang. Mm-hmm. So we're going to hear from them later in the week.
Welcome, everybody.
Say hello.
We're trying to be quiet.
Yeah. Oh, they're trying to be
quiet. Hi, friends.
Yeah.
They're going to be on all night. We're here all night.
That's right. Okay. We're here all week, man.
We're here all
week.
We're
camping out.
Yeah, we're sleeping.
Well, I have a lot of sleeping bags.
Susan's going to be running us out of here before too long.
Around 11 or 12.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Okay. And then also with us on today's episode is our friend Dan Gursky.
Hey, thanks for having
me. Hey, Dan.
Dan, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Dan is the first one in the hot seat this week.
Yes.
And what we're going to talk about, we're going to revisit the topic of perfect pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do some shorter than usual episodes this week because with the holidays, it restricts our editing time.
It's a holiday week.
Production time.
That's right.
And so this is the holiday week, and so we got to get these out quickly. So these are going to be, you know, a little bit shorter, but in some ways maybe even better.
Yeah, we're going to focus on one tune from everybody.
One
so
song,
it's gonna be
one
fun.
Perfect pop song.
Yep.
Everybody gets a shot at this. Dan is up first, and Dan, give us a perfect pop song. Set us up here.
Okay. I'm excited about this.
Yes?
This is super hard to pick, though. You know, I have a list of probably 40 perfect pop songs. Some of which have been played on the show already.
Okay.
Like
big catalog.
The Laws, for example, the first song that Jim played is definitely would have been one of my picks.
Right.
But, so having to pick one, I'm going back to 1986. Now,
good year.
It might be a little dated, but the thing about this song, and you'll get it with the title, it just makes me happy when I hear it. It's got just a great beat, great guitar action, and I guess I'll tell you beforehand, it is the House Martins, Happy Hour. And the other thing that I like about this album, Patrick will appreciate, the title of the album is London, I assume you're going
to
say Nil, Hall 4,
I think that's
in
the proper way
British
to say it.
Football
is
terminology.
That, wait, so, is that like an address?
That would be a score.
Oh,
that would
score,
be a football score,
right,
as we say in England. So I have a couple other tidbits about the song, but I think we should just listen to it.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it. What a good place to be. Don't believe it.
So why don't you guys weigh in here, and then I'll add a couple other things if they don't come up in the discussion.
I'm a big fan of the House Martins, Jim. This is the first song on the record, I believe. It's a fantastic song. Peppy, deceptively so, though, right, Dan? It's got some lyrics that, you know, we'll go after Jim's heart. They're kind of sly, and they kind of go a little deeper than you actually would think when you hear the melody of the song.
Yeah, what's cool is it's so upbeat, but then you realize what he's saying. While I have it, let me just give you a couple examples.
Yeah, please do.
I think I might be happy if I wasn't out with them, is one of them. And they open all their wallets and they close all their minds. And there's a whole bunch of misogynist stuff. It's about going out with your boss and your coworkers who you really can't stand, I think is really what it's about. Yet it's got that peppy beat in the background.
Happy hour. But you want to keep that job, so you go.
That's such a great pick. And it kind of has, I was saying while I was playing a minute ago, that has that jam feel to it. You know, it has that sound, that very quick kind of great beat and...
Clean guitar.
It's very clean. The vocals and the guitars. And what a great pick. I haven't heard it for a while, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lovely song.
It's a classic song. It's one of those songs, like you said, Dan, it just makes you happy when you hear it. You just, you know, it's very bouncy and fun, and but not like lightweight. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah. Yep. So great song. And there's somebody famous who was in the House Martins, right?
Yeah, actually was.
Yeah. Patrick, you want to go ahead?
Yeah. So
we talked about this just the other day.
Yeah, we did. So Norman Cook was the, you know, bass player and vocalist in the House Martins, but actually later became Fatboy Slim.
Right.
You know, kind of took a slightly different turn. But some of that same ability to write a hook and to create a hook, I guess is a better way to say it, is what Fatboy Slim did.
Oh,
but
yeah,
here with the House Martins, and especially on their other album, The People Who Grin Themselves to Death, you get a lot of this same kind of maybe upbeat, but underneath the surface, there was something heavier going on, which is cool. They did, believe, an a cappella version of People Get Ready at some point on one
really?
Of the records.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that's really great.
There was one. This was actually number 3 on the UK charts, and they did an a cappella, I think Caravan of Love, what you're thinking
maybe
of.
Maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Semi-Isley Brothers, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But the other thing that was funny was Paul Heaton, who was the singer there, he formed The Beautiful South, which is actually a good band, too. And
Band.
I was reading, he said, if anyone like yelled out Happy Hour during one of their shows, that was going to be one less song that the band was going to play.
Every time they took one away.
And then the other little tidbit is that the Smiths claimed that this was a ripoff from their song, I don't know the song, I'm the One, I Want the One I Can't Have.
Oh, really interesting.
Which I played, and it's a little bit of a stretch. I mean, there's some similarity for sure, but I think they just probably didn't like the House Martins or whatever.
Right,
so.
That's very possible, yeah. Could be a Manchester thing. Not sure.
Anyway, so it makes me happy.
And a lot of these British bands in the 80s in particular, you know, you mentioned the jam, they had the strong R&B influence.
Yep.
They were really getting into that. The 60s Motown sound especially, and you can hear a lot of that in this song. You know, but then they kind of make it their own too in the British kind of way. Yep. So
and early on, a lot of those bands like the jam you mentioned, if you see some or hear some of their live songs or live albums they did, they do a lot of covers of a lot of the Motown stuff. And so they were heavily influenced in that, and it sounds like that. It has that great sound.
All right, great pick. We'll add it
to
the playlist.
Great pick. It's an awesome pick.
Good.
Thank you very much for that pick.
Just one last thing. I was tempted to throw in a song that has French horn. There are actually a couple that could make the list. But
the French horn then made it less than perfect, right? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, it was the crowning touch.
Perfect, except for the French horn.
But I'm lobbying for French horn songs too, so we'll save that for the next one.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
I'm glad Dan's not going with French horn. I don't want to paint him to paint himself into a corner. He's much more than that,
it's
folks.
Become typecast, right?
Yes.
But it's a niche.
Well,
it is a niche.
But he's got
talent.
Expansive taste. We don't want him to go down that road.
He does lead that French horn orchestra.
He does.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, of Northern Virginia. So.
The all French horn orchestra.
And we heard Dan allude that he's got a huge bank of perfect pop songs for the next year or two. So he's got a...
Okay, thanks a lot, Dan. This is great. And people can find a link to the Perfect Pop playlist on Spotify. You can find that link. We embed that, or Sam embeds that, with the articles that go with these episodes at suburbspod.com.
Right.
So check that out. We'll be adding to it more all week as we go through. And as Dan mentioned, we've had several other episodes where people have picked Perfect Pop songs in the past.
Yep.
So, all right. And then our listeners can also pick Perfect Pop songs if they...
So choose.
If they so choose. They can email us. rock@suburbspod.com, or they can call
612-440-1984.
And we really appreciate it with this series if you can not just tell us what your song choice is, but give us some reason why. We like to have a little bit, you know, to sort of chew on there. And then we'll be here all week
at
Brett's house. You can hear your folks in the background having a good time.
Thanksgiving week.
Great.
There's a
great week to be here.
Brett already taught us how to open the refrigerator door, the mini fridge.
I gave him detailed instructions on how to open the fridge, pull a beer out, and help yourself.
Yes.
Everyone's getting it.
Can't speak for everyone, but I understand.
And I will say that the fridge is actually overflowing.
Overflowing.
So much beer has been brought here that
needs to be done.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of work. We're going to be here all week, and I'm so thrilled to have you guys here. And it's just perfect. It's pop. It's
after
everything.
After you have a few of those, then the French horn starts to sound good.
We're going to do the French. Absolutely.
I object.
I kid because I love
Dan.
Stick around all week, guys.
All right. So we mentioned the email, the phone. You can also find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod. And please listen to the show.
Every day.
Rate and review the show.
We're doing it every day. Please rate and review on iTunes, and please subscribe on iTunes. And with that, I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm hosting Brett Motif.
And I'm Dan Gursky.
And we'll talk to you guys with more Perfect Pop tomorrow.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it.
Did you get it? Everyone got it? Everyone's getting it.